Friday, the Rimash Day, Yutalit, Yotov Shinayin, Zayin, Rabbi Tzumim.
Good morning. I was quite honored, quite flattered to be asked to speak on another occasion in a Torah way. And until someone told me the story about the Chazan, who was asked to daven again, and he was all excited, he was all happy. He's being invited back. They obviously liked it the first time. And as he was getting up to the Omer, someone said to him, "No, we're giving you a second chance to get it right." So, either way, either a chance to get it right or being invited back to impart the Torah again, I'm grateful for the possibility of sharing some Divrei Torah. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vov tells us that Doishim Shalim Hilchas Lamed Yoim Lifnei Achag, Doishim Shalim Hilchas Achag. 30 days before the Yom Tov, you're supposed to discuss the Yom Tov. How do we know that? What's the Makoy for that? Shari Moshe Imed BePesach BeDoish BeHilchas Pesach Sheini. Moshe was standing by Pesach, Pesach Rishon, and taught them about Pesach Sheini. So from that Makoy. That Shleishim Yom Kima Chag, you're supposed to learn the Hilchas Chag Alachas Kamo that we're standing today, Yudalet Iyo Yom Shchitas Pesach Sheini, that it would be appropriate, so before Shem say, to discuss and learn some of the Alachas of Pesach Sheini. What's it about and what is it? So the Makori of the Torah is in Pashas Bahalo Yisro. The Torah relates that the Klal Yisrael made Korban Pesach. There were people who were tameim. Don't say who they were. They couldn't. They were unable to make the Korban Pesach, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a complaint. Why should we? Why should we be less? And Moshe said, "Wait, I'm going to hear what Hashem has to say. I'm going to ask Hashem what Hashem has to say about you. What should you do?" And he was instructed in the parsha of Pesach Sheni. So Rashi there, famous Rashi. Rashi there comments, Pesach Sheni, Matzah v'chometz imi v'bayis. This is the lashon of the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Hei. Now Pesach Sheni, one's allowed to have chometz in the house. No issa of chometz. The difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is Pesach Rishon you're not allowed to have chometz. There's a din in b'shach shchiza Pesach. There's a separate issa b'shach shchiza Pesach. Not to have a Pesach. But ain shem Yom Tov. Says Rashi, there is. It's not a Yom Tov. But ain is a chometz elo imoi. Now there's a question on how do you punctuate this Rashi. The Minchas Chinuch, very famously, read this as one sentence. It's one sentence. Ve'ein is a chometz elo imay ba'achilosoi. So Rashi is telling you, you're allowed to have chometz at home, Pesach may be biased, and the whole is a chometz is ba'achilosoi. When you eat in Pesach Sheini, it's also to have chometz ba'achilas Pesach Sheini. You're not allowed to eat chometz together with Pesach Sheini. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know, where did Rashi see this? Where did Rashi get this from? Is there a Mishnah? Is there a Gemara? They're not allowed to eat chometz to go to Pesach Sheni? I don't recall any basis for such a Tumua. I don't know where Rashi gets it from. So there are a whole array of Mepharshim who say Rashi has to be read differently. And Rashi says, you put a comma there. Ain shame yontuf. It's not called the yontuf. The ain is a chometz, and I know it's a chometz comma. Ella, but rather imoy bachilosoi. You can have chometz together with achilas kav pesach sheni. But again, Rashi said you're allowed to. A whole array of mafoshim learn that's from Rashi. But on the side of the Michas Chinuch, there is also a whole set of mafoshim. There's a meshech chokhmah learn like that. there's a sefer called Mizbech Avonim on dedicated to Kom Pesach. He said, "How about that Shan Rashi? I don't know what Minchas Chil's problem is." Pesach says, "Al matzah and Maryam yechluhu. Al matzah and Maryam yechluhu should be eaten together with matzah and mor." So good. We pasken like Chacham is true. We don't pasken like Hillel that you have to make a kiryach. That was Hillel shit. That Chacham pasken you have to eat matzah, you have to eat mor. You don't have to. They have to eat it all together as a kiryach. But nonetheless, in there, it says, Amas Mariam Yechalu, and tells you, but don't eat it together with chomets. So therefore, that's the Makari. The Makari is based on a simple drasha, Amas Mariam Yechalu. Now, it's important to note that even according to the Meshach Chochman, according to the Mizrach Havonim, that there is an Issa chomets that Chiyuv Matzah and the Matzah Mariam Yechluhu of Pesach Sheni is fundamentally different to the Chiyuv Matzah, possibly more of Pesach Rishin. Now, on Pesach, we have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Bizman HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to eat Pesach together with Moreh and Matzah. But in addition to that, there's also Be'eretz Yechlu Matzahs. There's an independent mitzvah of eating Matzah. On Pesach Sheni, there was no independent mitzvah matzah. There was no mitzvah matzah. Tzadnu doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni. Tzadnu didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, and for whatever reason, in not bringing a Pesach Sheni, he's got no chiyah to eat matzah. So even though it says al matzah zomrayim yechluhu by Pesach Sheni, that's telling me to eat it with your korban Pesach. If you bring a Pesach Sheni, then you also have a chiyah together with that on matzah morrow. Pesach Rishon, you have a chiyah of also Pesach matzah morrow. But in addition to that, there's an independent chiyah not related to the achilas Pesach is the mitzvah of matzah. Now that brings to the fore. That brings to the fore the question that the Mefarshim ask by the Seder night. After Kirk, some people say before, some people say afterwards, when we say Zechel HaMidosh Kehillel, this is what Kacha Yehla Eisim is not a basic Yisrael HaKayim, and what would he say? What would he say? Amatah Zomroyim Yecheluhu. This is a Pasuk, which is in Ba'al Yisrael, Amatah Zomroyim Yecheluhu, which is not written by Pesach Rishon. Seder night, we're doing Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon, the Pasuk is a different Nusach. The Pasuk says, V'ochu Esabosu Ba'layla Azet Tzli'eish, U'matzah Yisrael Yecheluhu. The Pasuk by Pesach Rishon, in Pashas Boy, when the instruction for eating Korban Pesach is given, there it says, U'matzah Yisrael Moroyim Yecheluhu. In Pesach Sheni, there's a difference. It says, Al-matzah Yisrael Moroyim Yecheluhu. What's the difference? Well, why Taki is there a Sheni in the Pasuk? So the Mefarshim say that is a difference. The difference is that in Pesach Rishon you have a matzah besides for the Korban Pesach. Besides for the matzah that goes with the Korban Pesach, there's also a mitzvah of matzah in itself. So fine, the Pesach says, "Va'ochlu es habosor balayla zetzliyish u'matzois." There's a mitzvah to eat. Bosor balayla zet u'matzois, and there's also a mitzvah to eat. Matzah, Al-Moroyim Yechlu, and together, those two should eat it together with Moro. So the mitzvah is Pesach, the mitzvah is Matzah, and in addition, when you're having your Pesach, also have it together with Moro. So the Pasuk is telling me there, the Losh of the Pasuk is written in a way which includes the fact that there's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Matzah for Pesach Rishon, Masha'in Kim Pesach Sheni, where there is no separate mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. If the whole mitzvah is with the Pesach Sheni, then it's Al Matzah's Umaroyim Yechlu. The Pesach Sheni is eaten together with Matzah's Umaro, but no independent mitzvah of Matzah. So why is it when we're sitting at the Seder, do we say this was a question that the Sas Sholem asked his son, famous Shtikl Torah, and he answered him as follows, that we just gone through a whole Seder. We're supposed to have a Korban Pesach. How do we feel after having gone through a whole Seder and not having had a Pesach? So we say, as our tefillah, we nechama, that it's not too late. We can still have a Pesach Sheni. Our Matzah Merchim, you should know, you had the Seder, yes, there's still going to be a second chance. If Mashiach will come before Pesach Sheni, we'll bring a Pesach Sheni. Don't worry, don't. But when this was sent over to the Sholem Meishiv, Rabbi Yosef Shalom Nadelzon, he said, it doesn't make sense. Why not? Because, is a nochi. Well, we're going to come to that as well. There's a whole separate sugya. How do we view the Pesach Sheni in relation to the Pesach Rishon? Is the Pesach Sheni a tashlumin? Is the Pesach Sheni independently of the machlek tanoim in the Gemara? What happens? Well, the Rambam passes a geishin is gay ben Pesach Rishon Sheni kotosh sheni is gadol ben Pesach Rishon Sheni. Someone who never had the chiyuv of a Pesach Rishon, does he bring a Pesach Sheni? Well, it depends. If the Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin, so not shy to have a tashlumin for something you weren't mechuyev in the first place. If you were mechuyev a Pesach Rishon, you didn't fulfill your chiyuv, you get a second chance. But if you weren't mechuyev in the first place, you don't need to be a Pesach Sheni. So if the Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin for the Rishon, so the Rambam Taka Paskins, that Geshen is Gai, Kotchen is Gadol, Bein Rishon is Sheni, he brings a Pesach Sheni. So if the Beis HaMikdash we nib the Bein Rishon Sheni, we should also, we won't be worse than that. So Pesach Sheni said no, it's a mistake. Why? Because the Gemara tells us there's no such thing as a Tzibur who bring a Pesach Sheni. Ein HaTzibur Mevin Pesach Sheni. That if there were a rave Tzibur with Tumeim, then you bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. It was only if there was a minority of people who were not able to bring the Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon. So for them, they were allowed to. That means for the majority of Klal Yisrael, Pesach Sheni was a non-event. It didn't exist. There was no such thing as Pesach Sheni for Rav Tzibur. Why? Because if there was a Rav Tzibur Tumeim, they weren't able to bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, they would bring it B'Tumah. And if they were unable to, it was a Tomei which wasn't able, which was not Doicha Tumah, and therefore you couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, there still wouldn't be a Pesach Sheni, because Ein HaTzibur Nidach in the Pesach Sheni. So Shalom Meisha says, so if the Beis HaMikdash is built now, between Rishon and Sheni, we're going to be a Tzibur with a Tzibur, Ein Tzibur Mevin. Went back to the Belzer Rebbe. Ein HaTzibur Nidach in the Pesach Sheni, what are you talking about? So he says, it's fine now, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings the Machlokes to the Noyim, there's a Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Nimne be Pesach Rishon Sheni, the Tzibur will bring it. And Michas Chana brings it also, and he writes, I'm writing this being Pesach, Michas Chana, when he brings down this Yerushalmi, he writes, I'm writing this being Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni, he wrote saying, Shenil Beis Mishra, Yomeinu Vizich, to be the Pesach Sheni. I'll call upon him, for Rav Klal Yisrael, Pesach Sheni was not relevant. Says the Pima Godim, and you know, that's why the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, no one brings down, you don't say Tachlon on Pesach Sheni. It's not brought down, you don't say Pesach Sheni. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought down in Torah. It's not brought down in Mishpura. You know why, says the Prima Godim. Well, first of all, Rashi says it's not a Yontif. It's not a Yontif. Ancient Yontif. Second of all, okay, so you're going to tell me that it was the day when they shechted the Korban Pesach. Or the day when they shechted Pesach Sheni. Who was that for? That was for the meal. That was for the minority. Right people didn't do it. Says the people got him. I've already said that on the Pesach Sheni. It's not brought down. You don't. Why do you do? Besides for sure, not besides for the thing, besides for the tour, besides for the Nishabur, who Pimagodim doesn't say anything, doesn't bring down Pimagodim. Pimagodim clearly held that you do. But there are a vast array of Achronim, Aruch HaShulchan, Knesset HaGdoyle, it goes on, and certainly the more Hasidic Sforim say on Pesach Sheni, we don't say Tachnun. And the Shaila is also, Pesach Sheni is, the Pesach, Korban Pesach is comprised of two parts. Pesach Sheni is Korban Pesach is comprised of two parts. The Shchita of Korban Pesach, when was that done? On Erev Pesach. Bein Arabayim, Erev Pesach, the Shchita of Korban Pesach. And when was it eaten? It was only eaten on the night of Pesach. So simply, Pesach Sheni also had two elements to it. The Pesach Sheni was shechted on Yudalad Iyo, which is today. And it was eaten at night, Leil Tezvov. Mirrors the Pesach Rishon. So, if you're not going to say Tachnum, so why do you pick on today? Why don't you pick on tomorrow? Why tonight? If you decide there is Pesach Sheni, why is your Dalet born as well Pesach Sheni? Interesting remez I saw brought down from Nachum Mendel of Rimonov. He brings down that the Arizal, printed in the Sidurim by Suyas Oime, said every day of the Oime has a different kavono in the Pasuk of Lamnatseach. 49 words goes through the pasuk. You see, the siddur every day has got its own words, and also there's a letter in the pasuk there, Yismuchu, from Yismuchu. Every day has got its own letter. If you look at the siddur, you'll see it's printed next to every day. So I don't ask you what it means, but if you look at the siddur, you'll see every day has got. And if you look at the siddur for Yud Dalet Iyah last night when we cancel your Soimah, next to the Yud Dalet Iyah it says the word for today is Tanchim, and the ois of the pasuk is Yud. So the gematria of Tanchem and Yud is Pesach Sheni. What's that exactly? Tanchem and Yud, Pesach Sheni. Okay. Al Kalponim, the point is that the Ika Yoim of Pesach Sheni is considered, Tosfos says it in Bechorus also, is considered the day that Yishtecha Korban Pesach. And the reason for that being is that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Tanu Yishtecha Korban Pesach, there's two mitzvahs in Korban Pesach. One mitzvah is every person has to be part of a Korban Pesach, has a Korban Pesach shechted as part, he's shechted the Korban Pesach. He's part of the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach was shechted for him. In addition to that, every person is mechuyav to eat Korban Pesach. What happens if someone shechts the Korban Pesach in Mekayim his mitzvah and he ends up not eating from that Korban Pesach? Is the achila ma'akev or is the achila not ma'akev? He has to eat from his own Korban Pesach, can't eat from someone else's Korban Pesach, but he doesn't eat from his own Korban Pesach. Is the achila ma'akev or not? The achila is not ma'akev. He's still in the kind of mitzvah because someone who can't eat, that's already ma'akev. You can't eat your Korban Pesach. You knew beforehand you're not going to be able to eat. You can't eat Korban Pesach. You can't shech the Korban Pesach. But someone who's able to eat, and b'shas shechit he's able to eat, he shechs the Korban Pesach, and then either through force or circumstance, or even deliberately, he ends up not eating Korban Pesach. He still uses Korban Pesach. The ikar mitzvah of Korban Pesach is fulfilled with the shechit of the Korban Pesach. So it's true. Normally, a Pesach Rishon, you shech the Korban Pesach erev Pesach. You're dalet, and then we have the yontov of Pesach following immediately. But on Pesach Sheni, there is no yontov following immediately. So the ikum mitzvah is the shechita. So therefore, you're dalet iyah, which was the time of the shechita, that is considered the ikum day of Pesach Sheni. Now, those places normally we know that on the day of Zei Tachnun, in the Minchah B'Mahani also doesn't say Tachnun. What about Pesach Sheni? So the vast majority of places who don't say Tachnun, there are people who do say Tachnun, like the Prima Godim, like the Pashas of Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, there are places in Pesach Sheni who do say Tachnun even. But those places who don't say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni, most of them will still say Tachnun on the Mincha beforehand. They don't treat it as if a Yontov. Why? Because Pesach Sheni is not a Yontov. Rashi says that, ain't a Yontov. But the Inyan of not saying Tachnun comes from the day was the day of Shechita Korban. It's true it was only a meal, but nonetheless we still recollect that, and we still recognize that today is a day of Shechita. Fine, today is a Shechita, it doesn't make it into a Yontov. It may be a reason not to say Tachnun, but it's not a Yontov. It's not going to change the whole day that to affect the Erev Hayoim, the Erev Yontov also beforehand, we don't say Tachnun. So therefore, okay, true, there are places that even on Pesach Sheni itself will say Tachlan in Shachris, and Mincha they won't say, that's a Zman HaShechita. It's limited to the Zman HaShechita. It's not a Yontov. There is a Zman HaShechita which you recognize.
I'm just saying, it's a Zman HaShechita to eat the Korban Pesach.
There is a Chiv to eat Korban Pesach at night, but it's not Ma'akev, the mitzvah of Shechita. The chorus, the chorus that's associated with Korban Pesach is the Shechita's Korban Pesach.
Pesach Rishon
was a semi-yontov Erev Pesach, correct. It still is. It is. You're restricted what melachos you can do, haircuts, etc. Yes, because Man Shechita Pesach is itself is a semi-yontov. Not a yontov. Yeah, yeah. We don't say Erev Pesach Mincha, we do not say Tachnun. It's Nissan anyway, but we don't not say Tachnun because of that. Okay. So now, the minig is, a lot of people have a minig, it's brought down in Siddur Yavut. Again, it's a minig which is found in the Achronim of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. So now we're going to say Zicha She. When was the Zman Achilas Pesach Sheni?
At night.
At night. So what's the pshat eating matzah at Yud Dalet? In the mighty our places, Bels have a minig to eat at Yud Dalet and Tesvov. Why? Because there's two reasons brought down of Achilas Matzah on Pesach Sheni. The Ibiz asked the Kasha, why is it Pesach Sheni was Nikva Yud Dalet Iyah? Why does it make it 30 days later? They couldn't make the Korban Pesach. They didn't know what to do. They were still Tomei. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, bring it 30 days on Yud Dalet Iyah. Why do you have to wait 30 days for it? It doesn't take 30 days to become Toi. You can sort yourself out before 30 days. The Yaiva says, interesting, about the same thing Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen says it, that the Yid until they came out of Mitzrayim, you were still eating the matzahs they brought out Mitzrayim with them for 30 days until it ran out, and then they complained, and then they got the mon. So when was the last time they ended up eating matzahs? Was Yudalad Iyo, which had Yudalad Iyo again, Yudalad Iyo, and Tesla, blah, blah, blah. But till then, certainly Yudalad Iyo was a full day where they had the matzahs of Mitzrayim. They still had the term of the matzah which came out of Mitzrayim for them. That was when Yitzias Mitzrayim lasted till then. So we extend the whole, you know, Pesach, from Pesach Rishon Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's still a time of Yitzias Mitzrayim till Pesach Sheni Yudalad Iyo. There's not a reason to eat the matzah. The reason why we eat the matzah on Pesach Sheni, it not only is a zecher for the Pesach Sheni, but it's also a zecher for the matzahs which came out of Mitzrayim, which that was the last day that they had it. That's the last remnant of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you want. Now the Chemda brings down from the Avnei Nezer. The Chemda is in Parshas Vayeschanon. Interesting reason, and he says, we have a principle, we have a klal that when it comes to Baal Tosif, one's not allowed to do extra mitzvahs. You're not allowed to do a ma'aseh mitzvah with the intention of doing a mitzvah when it's not a zman ha-mitzvah. And the Gemara says there's a distinction. That if it's bizmanoi, if you're doing a mitzvah when it really is a zman ha-mitzvah, you've already done the mitzvah and you're doing it again, then you don't even need kavon, you can be over Baal Tosif even without specific kavon of the mitzvah. Shaloi bizmanoi, if it's not the zman ha-mitzvah, and then you go and do the mitzvah, then you need to have kavonah, delivery to be over, to become a mitzvah, you'll be over Baal Tosif. If you want to go and do a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah, if you're doing it bizmanoi, then you don't need kavanah to be over Baal Tosif. If you're doing it shalom bizmanoi, then you're only over Baal Tosif. So he says as follows, the zman achila was el tesvov. If you go eat matzah, that's like bizmanoi. So you can't go eat matzah now, tesvov, which is bizmanoi, you'll be over Baal Tosif even if you don't intend to become a mitzvah. It's very shreh. So therefore, we eat on your dalad when it's not bismanoi, and therefore you're not over Baal Tosif unless you have kavanah to be over Baal Tosif. That's a shreh reason, because if Hashem asks, can you not eat matzah the whole year round? Why is it be Baal Tosif? And be'etzem, eating matzah is not considered a ma'aseh mitzvah the whole year round, because it's normal to eat matzah even shreh yishay mitzvah. Akaponim. So that is pshat in the minig of achilas matzah on your dalad. I mean, in the Etzem Pasha, going back to the Psukim now, the Farshim asked Akasha, and there was Peshat, there were people who were Tmeim, therefore they couldn't bring the Korban, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, Lomo Nigora, why should we be less than everyone else? Why can't we bring the Korban Pesach? What exactly were they asking? The reason why you can't bring the Korban Pesach, as you know, is because you're Tomei. And the Rebbeinu says that someone who's Tomei doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. So now what are you trying to do? You're trying to be clever at the Mishnah. You want a different set of instructions. The instructions given were, those people who are Tomei bring the Korban Pesach. Those people, someone who's Potter doesn't bring, someone who's Chayav brings. These are your instructions. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to be? You're trying to be cleverer. Now I want to do the mitzvah, Rebbeinu says you shouldn't do the mitzvah. What Loma Nigara? What do you mean, why? You know very well why. Because you're Tommy. So the Dibri Chaim says a pshat. And Dibri Chaim says, there's a musug of Kolos Nefesh Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael as a whole is considered one Nefesh. So we know that our mitzvahs which Kehanim can be Mekayim, which Yisrael can't be Mekayim, and conversely also, there's mitzvahs which Yisrael is Mekayim, which a Kohen can't be Mekayim. There's mitzvahs which a lady is Mekayim, and a Kohen Yisrael aren't Mekayim. Every Chedek Rai Yisrael has got their mitzvahs. But Yisrael not supposed to say, why am I less than a Kohen? Just because I'm not a Kohen, I can't do the mitzvahs a Kohen does? Yes, you're not a Kohen. You don't do the mitzvahs a Kohen does. But you're part of a group. You're part of the group of Yisraelim, who joins the group of Kohanim, who joins the group of Levim. As a whole, Kohanim Yisrael, every person in the situation that they're in, does the mitzvahs that's required of them. And through that, every person has the whole shleimus of doing all the mitzvahs. By being part of the group, when the Kohen does the mitzvah, that doesn't just affect the Kohen. The Kohanim aren't only the ones doing the mitzvah, they're doing the mitzvah on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. They're part of the unit. So therefore, when the mitzvah is done by the person who's supposed to do it, that affects the unit as a whole. When the Israelim do what they're supposed to do, that affects the Kohanim. When the Levim do what they're supposed to do, that affects everybody. So these people, when was this Pasha said? When was it? We know the Gemara Pesachim tells us when it was said. It was said by Pesach. The Kli Yisrael bring a Korban Pesach, and these people didn't know what to do, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told them bring a Pesach. So they came and they said as follows: Lo Moni Gora. So it says the Dibur Chaim. These people were Doya Deh. They were Doya Mitzvah. They were fully aware of this. They understood that if they can't do a mitzvah, and they're unable to do a mitzvah, and the rest of Kli Yisrael doing a mitzvah, that's going to affect them as well. Whoever does the mitzvah, supposed to do the mitzvah, it's going to affect the unit. They came along and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't feel it. We don't feel we're being affected in any way by the Korban Pesach. Loma Nigora, why is it that we're feeling that we're left out? Loma Nigora said, Levilti Ahikra, it's Korban Hashem B'mayadoi, B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Why is it that we're left out of the rest of Kli Yisrael? We're supposed to be a unit here. We're supposed to be part of everybody else. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers them, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, "Vayoyim alei Moshe imdu wait ve'esh v'maitzav Hashem lochem." I have to hear what Hashem's going to say about you guys. I don't know. Maybe it's a problem with you lot. Maybe that you've done something wrong. Maybe you're not besedim. Maybe you're not an oinus. Maybe you're happy not to be kind of misapplication. Maybe there's a reason why you're not feeling the effect of the Korban Pesach. And came back to them and he said, no, Adabash Moshe Lehman, he said, you know, the reason why you don't feel affected by the Korban Pesach is because you haven't yet fulfilled your part of the Korban Pesach. Your part of the Korban Pesach is the Pesach Sheni and the Chanami. If you wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah, it wouldn't be a taina. Why can't you do the mitzvah? Why? Avada, the mitzvah would affect you as well. You'd have your tikkun, you'd have your shlemus as well from everyone else doing that part which affects the whole unit. But the reason why you don't feel it is because you still have your part to do. When you do your part, you'll also be part. You'll have fulfilled the shlemus of the mitzvah Korban Pesach.
This is more than mitzvah. How till they asked though, was it?
Beg your pardon?
This mitzvah wasn't chal till they asked, before they asked about it. There was no mitzvah available.
Well, the Rashi says, "Royu pashas Elohim Amosh Rabbeinu Elo Megalgalin Zchus Ayadei Zakai." That essentially the pasha should have been said, that the mitzvah would have been there, the mitzvah was there, existed there in its potential. Megalgalin Zchus Ayadei Zakai. So the we discussed whether. I mean, it's a discussion in the Gemara, different Shittas in Tanoim, whether the Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumin of the Rishon or not. That means to say, someone who doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon brings the Pesach Sheni. Do we look at the Pesach Sheni as a direct Tashlumin of the Rishon or not? And we said in Nafgimina, Geshen Skye, Kotish Noilat, someone who didn't have the Chiyuv in Pesach Rishon, is it shy to say he's the Chiyuv Pesach Sheni? Now, there's a very nice, if elaborate, Shikol Torah from the son of the Kli Chemdo, he says as follows. There's a Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Gimel, a famous story on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira ensnared a goy. There was a goy who was eating every year Korban Pesach. He sent a message with him, he tricked him. So Tosfos asks, and the Gemara sends back, the message was sent back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, you're in the Tzivin, and Mutudase Pusachad Yushalayim, your net is able to catch people in Yushalayim from the Tzivin. Tosfos asks, why was Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira not going to Yushalayim to be the Korban Pesach? Tosfos has a number of Tirutzim. One of the Tirutzim of Tosfos is, Yesh Leimat, he didn't have Karka. Someone doesn't have Karka, in the same way that the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Ches, says someone who doesn't have Karka is not Eilu the Regel. Someone who doesn't have Karka doesn't have to be the Korban Pesach. Agav, what's Pshat? The Sifri Tzadi says, what's Pshat in the Gemara in Pesach Daf Ches? That someone doesn't have karka, not ilu regel. He says, person that has karka is attached to his material possession. Three times a year, the Rebbe Shlom says to Yidden, leave your karka behind and go ilu regel, go connect. Leave your karka and go to Beis HaMikdash and connect. Someone who doesn't have karka doesn't need to go behind, doesn't need the karka behind to connect. He connects, he's not associated to the karka, he's not associated to his gashmias. Akaponim Tosfos makes a chiddush, and Tosfos says the same way that the Gemara says someone who doesn't have karka is not ilu regel. If you don't have karka, you don't bring a pesach. You don't bring a pesach. And if you don't have karka, left you go. What's it in my pesach sheni? What's in my pesach sheni? Do we say this principle of Tosfos? Someone doesn't have karka, doesn't have pesach sheni or not? So the Sanduki Chemdo says, my father writes the Shema Mefarshim. That doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, even if someone doesn't have karka, can bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the son of the Kli Chemdo, it's going to be Taylor on this Shaila. Is Pesach Rishon attached to, is Pesach Sheni attached to Mel Rishon or not? Says, if it's a Tashlumin, So Avada, someone who's not Mukhiv in Pesach Rishon, not going to be Mukhiv in Pesach Sheni. Someone who doesn't have Karaka. He's got no land, he's not Mukhiv in Pesach Rishon. You're going to tell me, ah, so he brings a Pesach Sheni? What do you mean? It's only a Tashum of Pesach Rishon. So how can it be that someone who didn't bring a Pesach because he doesn't have Karaka has to now bring a Tashlumin for the Pesach Rishon he didn't bring because he didn't have Karaka on Pesach Sheni? But if you learn it's an independent Chiyuv, if you learn the two aren't related, you can be a cotton Shinis Gadol, you can be a gay Shinis guy, you weren't around on Pesach Rishon, and Alpha became Yechai Pesach Sheni. So then it makes sense to say, it could be that if you don't have Karaka, you're Chai Pesach Sheni. You can ask me that Pesach Rishon, I wasn't Mukhiv Pesach Sheni. Yeah, there's two separate Chiyuvim. One's not necessarily dependent on the other. And we mentioned already before that the Rambam Paskins like that. The Rambam Paskins that the Pesach Sheni is not Tashumin. You can be a Ger, you can be a Cotton, and you can still bring a Pesach Sheni independent of the Pesach Rishon. So if so, there should be a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, if you don't have Karaka, you're Potter. Pesach Sheni, even if you don't have Karaka, you're Chayef. It's not listed. Furthermore, the Rambam, he says, doesn't Paskin this halacha. Why doesn't the Rambam bring this halacha of the Gemara Pesachim? It's the first Gemara Pesachim. Someone who doesn't have Karaka has not Eilu Regel. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. If you don't have land, the Rambam doesn't say, someone doesn't have land, it shouldn't be Eilu Regel. There's the Gemara Pesachim. It's Gemara Pesachim Daf Ches. No one argues on that Gemara. So why doesn't the Rambam bring it down? Why doesn't the Rambam bring it down? Someone doesn't have Karaka, it's not Eilu Regel. Says the son of Kichem, there's a Mishnah which says, what's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is Chometz Imi Bebayis. Now I should also say, there's a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that if you don't have Karaka. The Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah doesn't say it, is a Raya that doesn't apply. Why doesn't it apply? Vayistois, we don't Paskin like that Gemara, that holds that when you're Oiler, if you don't have Karaka, you're not Oiler Regal. We all not like that. Even someone doesn't have Karaka, not Oiler Regal. So even someone doesn't have Karaka will have to bring a Pesach. And who are them? Pesach Sheni. So this Cheshbon, whether you pass a night at Gemara or not, is all built on the Cheshbon of whether you hold Sheni the Tashum in the Rishon or not. Why? Because, Nochamal, we've got a Tosfos that says Pesach Rishon, you don't bring if you don't have Karaka. And the question is Pesach Sheni the same as that or not? So if we're saying, if the Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumin, so it will be the same. If you don't have Karaka, you won't bring Pesach Sheni either. So there's no reason to be left out of the Mishnah then. There's no reason to be left out of the Mishnah. If they're both the same, if you don't have Karaka, if Pesach Sheni is a Tashlumin of the Rishon, so they're both the same. If you don't have Karaka, you don't bring Pesach Rishon. If you don't have Karaka, you don't bring Pesach Sheni. So you wouldn't expect that to be in the Mishnah, which is the difference between the two, because they're both the same. But if, like the Rambam, you paskin that the two are independent, so that's a specific halacha of Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon is like Aliyah L'Regel. If you don't have Karaka, you don't bring it. Pesach Sheni is independent. No reason to associate Pesach Sheni with Aliyah L'Regel. So therefore, you would bring it. And therefore, it should be in the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And it's not. It's a riot. The whole din is not true. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring it down. He does take it further. A very nice little Torah for those who want their minds stretched, could look it up there. It's printed at the end of Sefer Midbar in the Kli Chemda. A very nice thing he goes on to explain the Gemara on Brachos. I just mention one more point just before we finish off. The Gemara says, who are these people? Who are the people who are Tmeim Nefesh? The Machlokes in the Gemara, if it's Mishal Ve'al Tzofon, or Noisei Aroinei Shal Yosef. Noisei Aroinei Shal Yosef also is a discussion in itself. Why Dafka Aroinei Shal Yosef? All the Shvatim with it. Interesting point Marcel Shrashim brings is that there's a discussion in the Mishnah of the Melech. Our mummies Mutami. Someone goes to, Kana Kohen goes to the British Museum, is a mummy, Matami, after the process has gone through mummifying a corpse, is there anything, is what remains, let it call Tomei Meis or not? So the Rashi Rishashim has arrived from the Apostle here. We know the Apostle says they in Mitzrayim, by Yechantu, they mummified Yosef. And that's how he was taken out of Mitzrayim. And these people who were carrying around Yosef were Tomei Nefesh, and therefore they couldn't bring the Pesach, he's a Raya. To the Shaila of the Pesach, Marcel Shash is right from here to the Shaila of the Mishnah in the Melech. Sinsach 1:3, which I've said before, and I apologize to those of you who are hearing it only for the first time. The story goes in Yerushalayim, the question of a rebbe has a minhag on Pesach Sheni to make a full seder. Make a full seder, the whole works. Kadesh, Urchatz, Kavod. They'll ask me what's shiny. Oh, yes. And there was a diva there of English bochrim, some of them who live here today, and they're all 25 plus, and one of them went to the seder, and they went to the seder, and he came back to the diva with a piece of afikomen from the Kreshen Rebbe's tish, and it was said to be a skula for a shidduch. So gave it out. There were ten bochum in that deal there, and he gave it out. They all, it was, I don't know what time he came back at night. They got out of bed, they washed. One guy there made the litzonos the whole thing. Tish, Pastor Shane, never heard such a thing. Shtosim, leave me alone. Chassidim, Meisus. The nine guys who ate the Afikom Pesach Sheni Mekesh the Rebbe, they all got engaged that year, with the last one getting engaged Leil Yudalad Iyar of the year after. So Leil Pesach Sheni of the year afterwards. The tenth guy, nothing happened. He came. 5 years later, still nothing happened. He's turning 30 now, nothing happened. And someone discussed the story, right? Once asked Mechila from the Rebbe, but in the meantime, the Keshe Rebbe had passed away. His son came and visited London and stayed with, I think, Moshe Forehand was at the time. And so he went to his son and said, I'd like to ask Mechila on your father's behalf. And the son said, Mocholoch, Mocholoch, Mocholoch. And during the next year, that fellow got engaged. So what's the point of the story? I'm not saying anyone should go home and make a Seder presentation. I'm not even saying that the Afikoman is, what did it, the Broch of a Tzaddik, that Waits Hashem, someone has the point of Pesach Sheni is Loma Nigora. A person should feel you don't want to be left out of a Waits Hashem. If someone else has a Mahal, someone else has a Minik, someone else has a Waits Hashem, you don't make Leitzonos, you don't make fun of it, the Rishon should help, the Shtakhi Zeicha, Binyan Beis HaMizra, maybe a Meinu, to bring the Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni for your staff's design.
Bring this, but that carries it. It's on the Cholakan, that Gemara. It's not correct. It's not correct.
Wrong to bring it back.